Good morning and welcome to the Dispensational Bible Church, where we study the whole Bible, the Bible's own way. And we're excited for another day of grace, even though it seems like it's dark outside and winter's outside and all. I looked out the window a little while ago and there's a bluebird in the tree limbs there. And I'm like, what a wonderful sign, isn't it? When you see life out there, we have that much snow on the ground out there and it's cold. It's like 9 degrees when we woke up this morning, but needless to say, when you're in Christ, there's light, there's warmth, and all that. So we do welcome you to our study this morning. A couple announcements. We did have an email request from Mark. Lift him up in thought and prayer. We always lift you up in thought and prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ and our God the Father, and in doing so, it brings us peace. One major announcement, we did decide that the 2021 Ohio Grace Ministries Bible Conference that was going to be held at the Amish Door, we've been there since 2008, we decided not to have the conference based on basically reservations. Usually we have 37, we book 52 rooms, we have usually have 37 booked by this time. And it's usually right after a conference, people goes right down and books it, but we only had seven at this time, and we're like, okay, if we move forward and we have to scramble, and many of you would have came, there's no doubt about it, but after a certain point, we're on the hook for the rooms and stuff. So we decided that we would not have the May annual conference, and that will also end our time there due to some things that they're doing, new ownerships and all, and they're booking weddings during that time of Memorial Day. And also, we have found another place. I want you to think about this. We're looking, negotiating a contract for the Salt Fork Lodge. It's the largest state park in Ohio, and it's really next door to me. How convenient, right? But anyway, we're looking at having our conference there. It's a big state park. It's huge, and so it's like 22,000 acres, and we're looking forward for that for 2022. So if you want to start making plans, as soon as you see this out, as soon as we work out a contract, we would like for you to be there. It might be a little bit more expensive than what you are normally used to paying, but you have between now and 2022 to put your pennies back. You know, even though they say there's a shortage, I'm sure many of us has them laying around, so start saving your pennies. It's going to be a wonderful time, and we'll, as we get closer, we'll let you guys know what's going on. Also, dear brother Marshall Coleman, he's having a conference out in Mountain View, Missouri. It's called the Backwoods Bible Conference, and in Mountain View, and there is mountains in Missouri. And his conference is the Rewards Out of This World, and it's March 17th and 18th this year, so it's next month coming up. And he has several speakers there, and also Greg Reiser and myself will be doing a live video or a video for his conference there. I'm not sure if it's going to be online, but if you can in the area, please go visit there. And if you need more information, you can contact Marshall Coleman on Facebook. He's on Facebook, or just email me or text me or send me a message, and I'll send you the information on that. Marshall was in fact 2 years ago, just the other day, he called me up and had some questions, and he told me how he found me through a King James Bible website, and he was so excited about this message of right division, and till this day he's still excited, and his whole family is just loving every minute of it, and he's doing the work there. So we need to lift Marshall and his family up and what they're doing out there in Missouri. And much of you, you know, you're in your hometowns, you're still probably under mandates and all, and you can't meet corporately, so you tune in to us, and we thank you for that. But I will say this, internet Bible churches it's not the same as being there locally, okay? So we love to invite people here in the Cambridge area. If you know somebody's looking for a local church or just visiting, we'd love to have you. We had to move down from Canton area job-wise, but also our church, we couldn't meet where we was meeting there. So needless to say, we're still giving you the message of grace. We're still proclaiming the good news of right division, and that's exciting. But let's see if there's anything else I need to think of. Let's go to word prayer. Father, once again, thank you for a day. Thank you for things you've given us. As we think about our prayer requests and praise items, Lord, that we're so excited that we do have something to praise, and we should always praise you in all things that you do. And even though it seems like it's dark outside and in this world, it's something, things just don't seem to go right, we know that you had the plan, and we're in you, and you're in us. And let us be mindful of that always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I don't have Sherry's iPad up here to see if we're live and stuff, so we're going on schedule. But we're in Lesson 19, and we're going through the Bible, and we're using the King James Bible as our textbook, and also Richard Jordan put out a 7 hours through the Bible, strategic grasp of the Bible, and we're in the Hebrews epistles in this time. We walked through some things in times past, and we'll look at that in a little bit, but just give you a little update. We're over here in the Hebrews epistles now, and I'm thinking this lesson, maybe next lesson, will be the last of this grasp, and then we'll be going into the fundamentals of dispensationalism. And what we've done so far in the last 19 or 18 lessons was to give you a grasp, just give you a basic knowledge of how to study the Bible. And when you understand about dispensational thinking, then you can understand that God was a dispensationalist. And that's, to me, that makes more sense than anything. He's not a Methodist. He's not a Baptist. He's not a Catholic. He's not a Presbyterian, Pentecostal. He's not none of those. Those are man-made doctrines. God, to me, he's a dispensationalist. That means he dispenses out things. Just like you used to go to a dispensary to get your medicine, okay? And so when God never changes, we know that from he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same time past, but now and ages to come. God never changes, but the way he deals with man has changed. And we should be thankful for that. You know, if you think about it, if God was so stern, which he has a standard now, he has a bar that he does not drop to meet us, we have to meet him. Amen. And his standard is that Christ died for our sins and buried and rose again, and that's what we have to come to. And you can't water it down. You can't make things up. You can't be good enough to be in his family. So he had that all through. So today, we're in the Hebrews epistles, and they're actually the last nine books of the New Testament that looks towards the ages to come. And which, if you think about it, we're not in the ages to come. We're in the but now, okay? But people want to say we're in the ages to come, but it hasn't happened yet. So all this stuff will affect your mind if you don't just relax and say, God's got a plan here. He laid it out, and we just need to acknowledge it, okay? You can fight with it all you want, and you can fight with God all you want, but he does not do anything outside his word, okay? We have his word. To some, they don't like words. To some people, you know, they words are truth in this book, okay? So we need to rightly divide it. But the focus on the final stage of Israel prophetic program is going to be the there. And its design and the edification equipping the saints in their last days. Now we looked at some things, how God is equipping the saints for us in our days. This is but now. And you know, it's going to contain some fascinating things over here, but we're not going to get in so deep there. We'll wait to our fundamentals of dispensation to break all that down. Now, the wisdom of God in writings, these books, when and how he did it. Now, these books were pre-authorized by the Lord Jesus Christ. Go with me to John chapter 14. So, if you close this up right now, okay, this is where we're going to be talking about. And when we're talking about he pre-authorized, it was foreseen and foretold, it's going to come right over here in the but now times, excuse me, ages to come time in Hebrews through Revelation. Now, John chapter 14, John chapter 14, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. So, Here he's telling Jesus Christ is telling them, hey, the Holy Ghost is coming. He's going to remind you of some things. John chapter 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whosoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He's going to tell him. He's setting this time period up over here, okay? Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. So even Daniel, we did a study of Daniel. You can go back and listen to it and watch it and all. And Daniel's saying, close the book up, seal it up. But there's going to be a time over here that's going to increase. Ages to come over here. Not the but now, what we're in today. Daniel didn't know that. That was kept secret. Now, the body of information he promised would come to equip them to handle the last days of Israel's fifth course of judgment. They have five courses of judgment over here when they fail to do what the Lord God instructed them to do. This is the fifth and final course over here. And it's going to instruct them how to handle those things. And go to Hebrews. Well, and the focus is on ages to come. Now, while you're turning to Hebrews, stop in Ephesians. Just for a second. And you have to understand the ages to come, okay? And when we study the Word of God rightly divided, there's three divisions in the Bible, okay? And, well, there's prophecy and mystery division, but there's three time periods within that division. You know of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. It says, says, wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. Times past, God made a distinction between Jew and Gentile. Okay? That's what we call times past. Verse 12 says that at that time, what time is that? Times past, ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant's promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. That's not good, is it? So in times past, we already looked at that. We understand that it was division. Verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So, but now, I know that's loud, but now, this is what he's talking about, okay? This is where we're at today, and we studied Romans through Philemon. By the way, Genesis through Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the first part of Acts is times past. God is still dealing with Israel on a national level, a high racist thing, if you will, think about it, where he elevated one group of people above them all. But now he's not. See, but now is where we're at. There's no distinction. So God didn't elevate us Gentiles up here. Israel fell. Israel has fallen. They started diminishing. They're cast away. So them as a nation is no longer. He's dealing with a body. Then you have verse 7. That in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. That's where we're at, right? That's not where we're at. That's where the lesson's going to be at, focus right now, is ages to come. He's going to show the exceeding riches in Christ Jesus, but before he does all that, Israel's going to be elevated back up here because they got the wrath going to pour out on them. Jesus Christ's second coming's coming over here. The kingdom's going to be set up, and judgment is going to be poured out on those that do not believe. Okay, that's a great white throne of judgment is for sinners and non-believers. Great white throne of judgment is not going to be for the saved individuals, okay? Now, Hebrews chapter 2. You got that. Times past, but now and ages come. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And what's happening over here is not happening today. I don't know how many times I have to stress that. But you were not in the tribulation period. The Antichrist is not sitting in Washington, D.C. He's not sitting on the throne. The nations are not aligned, okay, and that type of thing. But many of you may argue with that. That's okay. But I beg to differ. Hebrews chapter 2. The focus is on ages to come. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed by us, by them, unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witnesses before both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, and whereof we speak. Now, look at that. He's talking about the world to come as we speak. Not as we speak, as the writer of Hebrews speaking. And by the way, when it says verse 3, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. He's talking about this time period right here, and the Lord's preparing the ages to come over here. He's not talking about this right here. I know a lot of people gets upset about, they think Paul wrote Hebrews and all that stuff. I know God wrote Hebrews. But anyway, James chapter 5. Hebrews, James. James chapter 5. starting with verse 7. Excuse me. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patient for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of sufferings, affliction, and patience. Behold, we count them happy, we which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. James is telling them, hey, you're going to have patience over here. You're going to have patience of Job over here. He's talking about this age over here. For them, not for us. The body of Christ is taken out here, caught up. I know many men's doctrine, they don't teach that. They want to keep you under their thumb. They want to keep you under law. They want to keep you condemned. They want to keep you tore up so you can't understand that you have liberty in Christ Jesus and you're not going through that time period over there. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him which called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's what Exodus 19 over here. He talks about you're going to be a priesthood. Talking about Israel. Excuse me. When I say you, don't take it literally, you. So I'm going to have to correct myself. He's talking to Israel. He's not talking to you. Okay? Ye are right here. You are right here. Them are over here. You know, they're, okay, there. Anyway, that's what he's talking about, Israel. But a lot of people today, I can't say this enough. People keep you in the Israel's, they want to be so much part of Israel's program because they know what God did for them. He knows that they're the favorite nation, but God is not building a nation today. So you have to literally lie to yourself and say, I'm spiritual Israel, to get their blessings over here. And they all talk about the blessings if you do this, but they don't talk about the cursings, do they? 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, ye shall never fail. Fall. Chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1. This is the second epistle, beloved. I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. See, even they are talking about, hey, where's this stuff happening at? But the focus is over here in 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Jude chapter 17. Excuse me. Jude verse 17. Jude. Like Philemon, there's only really one chapter or verses, if you will. Jude 17. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last times who shall walk after their own ungodly lust. So they're having the same things that's going on over here, that basically we're having the same things over here. You know, there people say, no, you got to be under law. You got to keep the sacrifices. You got to do this. You got to do that. Wondering where's God at today? You know what I mean? Why is God allowing this? Why is God allowing that? God's in the mystery program. Verse 24. Today. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1-3. The revelations of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John, who bared record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which was written therein, for the time is at what? So John is telling them over here that read it, remember it, the time is at hand. Okay, that's over here. Verse 9. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulations and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isles that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I hear and heard behind me the great voice of a trumpet. This is the Lord's day over here, beginning of. That's what he's talking about. So that's over here. That's not here. It's not where we're at today. Okay? And when you actually read Revelation and you try to put it in here, you're in error. You're in error. Now the emphasis is on the final fulfillment of Israel's earthly program over here. It started right here, the promise of the nation, and it's going to be fulfilled over here. But you got to remember, the middle wall's coming back up. And Ephesians, go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. And back in Ephesians, if you want to turn there, you can. Chapter 2. Where we learned about times passing but now. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 14 says, for he is our peace who hath made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us, and having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, to make in one himself a twain, new one man, so making peace. You see that middle wall of partition between the Jew and the Gentiles? In time past, there was a middle wall there. And the circumcision and not taught that, the law fortified that middle wall. And it's not no middle wall today, okay? It's been broken down. Physical, spiritual, and legal wall. There is no law, a wall that takes between the Jew and the Gentile today. That's why we're all down here. But when we're taken out of here, and God goes back dealing with the nation Israel, when he's starting to go back to deal with the nation Israel, if you just heard what I said, or if you understand what I just said, He's making a distinction again. He has to fulfill what he promised over here. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at some very times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in his last day spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So, God, you see that? That's who wrote Hebrews. Every epistle that Paul writes, this is just a side note, Paul, the apostle, okay? Grace and peace. He identifies what he writes. So, chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 2. The middle wall is going back up, guys. Is back up. Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by them that heard him? God, also bearing them witness, brought with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. There's something going on. The wall's coming back up. Chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, considered the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all the house. For this man was counted worthy of the more glory than Moses, insomuch as he who had built the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that buildeth all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for the testimony of those things which were spoken after, but Christ as the Son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast in the confidence and rejoicing of the hope firm unto the what? End. Talk about over here. There's some things going up. We got a lot more verses to go to, so just bear with me. James chapter 1. Can we turn that heat down just a little bit? Thank you. James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which were scattered abroad, greetings. To the 12 tribes scattered abroad, greetings. You're not part of the 12 tribes. God's not dealing with tribes. He's dealing with the body. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1, 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past was not a people, but are now the people of God, which have not attained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as a strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold, glory God in the day of visitation. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as what? Supreme. So these are things that Peter's talking about over here. He just mentioned the Gentiles. He mentioned about a peculiar nation. He mentioned about a time past that wasn't a people, but now there's a people. 1 John. Peter. 1 John. Chapter 1. Verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and showed unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 2. These verses, what I'm sharing with you, is showing the fact that, hey, there's a distinction back over here. And the fellowship and the companionship and what was written is to Israel. There's a wall going up back here. He don't mention anything about down here the heathen and the non-believers and all that stuff. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. I know thy works and thy labors and thy patience, and have thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. Verse 9. I know thy works and tribulations and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know thy blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That distinction is going back over there. Chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I have heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. And they name the tribes all the way down to verse 8. There's 12,000 per each tribe. How many tribes are they? 12. And 12 times 12 is 144,000. That's over here. And they're going to be sealed. And they're going to be priests. Okay? And they're going to be preaching a gospel before the Antichrist takes place. They're going to be preaching a gospel when to show you who he is. And then there's a catching away in mid-trib right here, and they go up, because later on it talks about they are singing a different song in the throne of God. So you have a pre-trib, mid-trib, and then a post-trib over here. So without all that being said, there's a wall again. See, Israel's up here. Gentiles are down here. The nation Israel here. The nations down here. They'll get opportunity, okay, to come and understand what Israel's doing. They come to light. But majority of them is going to go fight with the Antichrist. Okay? Let's got a few more minutes here. Israel is the parallel situation in Acts. And the tribulation. Okay? There's what they're doing in Acts. Jeremiah chapter 30 and Daniel chapter 9. Well, I'm not going to read all Daniel chapter 9, but Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. So when you hear the word tribulation, it's actually times of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's had some trouble here. And who is Jacob? Israel. Okay? He changed his name and became Israel, Jacob, and all that over here. But they're going to have, and Daniel chapter 9 talks about this tribulation period over here. Now, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. The remnant is scattered. And the fifth court is judgment on Israel. So they've been scattered. In Acts chapter 2, verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but he shall be baptized with ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Verse 39. Oh, I'm sorry. I was in chapter 1. Okay. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. So every nation under heaven, Jews, was there at Pentecost. Verse 39. Chapter 2, verse 39. For the promise is unto you, talking about Israel here, and to your children, and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So they're scattered afar off. They're Israel. Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8. Verse 1. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at the time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. That believing remnant, what we're trying to look at, where are they at? Are they still, what we're reading, are they together like they was in chapter 2, chapter 5? They all? What does James chapter 1 say? James 1:1. To the 12 tribes, James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. James is writing, scattered abroad. He's writing to them out there. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bethany. Chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 13. The church that is at Babylon, elect together unto with you, salute you, so that Marcus, my son. Revelation chapter 2, verses 3. We don't have to turn it. I'm not going to read all them. Chapter 2 and chapter 3 is talking about them being scattered. Okay? They're out there. And at this time over here, they're going to be out there. But they're going to have to hear some words. They're going to have to know that the remnant is scattered, and they're going to have to come together. Okay? They're not coming together today. The nation is apostate and in a rebellious condition. That's what they are right now. Acts chapter 4. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts 4. Acts 4, starting with verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by which means he is made whole, but it be it known, unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at the knot of your builders, which has becometh the head of the corner. I'm still reading. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be what? Peter's talking about, there's a rebellious nation out there, and their condition's rebellious. Mark chapter 7 talks about this. Matthew 23 talks about this. Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4 talks about this. Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11 verse 30. Daniel chapter 11 verse 30. For the ships of Shittim shall come against him. Therefore he shall be grieved and return and have indignation against the holy covenant. So shall he do. He shall even return and have intelligence with them that forsake the holy covenant. And arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary of strength, and shall take away the daily sacrifice, and they shall place an abomination that made desolate. So even Daniel is talking about this nation right here that was God's chosen nation, that he chose to be the light of this world, is apostated. So bad that when the Lord Jesus Christ came, they did not recognize him. Some did. And that's why he takes that little remnant and he gives them the kingdom of God. And God is not building a kingdom today. It's been postponed. But where we're at, what we're studying is that they are still apostated over here. Even when we're taken out of here, God goes back dealing with Israel, and it's not going to be good for them. It's not going to be good for them. Let's look at a couple more things here. The spirit of the Antichrist that's on them is operating to seduce Israel so they don't believe in Jesus Christ. Listen, today in the dispensation of grace, Satan has ministers of light behind the pulpit convincing you that he don't believe in what we're teaching. And your mind is affected here. Now, if you're saved, praise God, hallelujah. You trust Christ, died for sins, buried, and rose again. But your mind is your spirit. You got to guard that with all things. So even the seducing spirit of the Antichrist is going to affect them over there. 1 John, I'm just going to go, we probably should end there, but let's get to a couple of these. We can always pick up next week. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are they many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. So he's talking about over here. For them. Chapter 4. Chapter 4. Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits wherein whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby ye know that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that this Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And that is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world. So that's some serious things over here, right? And Daniel chapter, look at Daniel chapter 11. Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. We left off with this. And the arms shall stand on his part, and they shall pollute the sanctuary and of strength, and it shall take away the daily sacrifices, and they shall place the abomination that maketh desolate, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. And they that understands among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by the flame and by captivity and by spoils and many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be hoping with a little help, but many shall cleave to them that with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall and to try them and to purge and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Mark 13. A lot of verses, guys. A lot of verses. Mark 13, verse 22. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. So what Satan is doing here, he's getting Israel, okay, to try not to believe that Jesus is the Christ, okay, over here. And what they're going to do is they're going to convince, and he's going to deceive the nations. We know that. But you think there are going to be some Bible believers over here
Absolutely.
That don't believe what the Antichrist is putting out? They really are. God has always dealt with little remnants. Hey, God is dealing with a group of people today, and many of you might get upset saying this, for me saying this, but there's a lot of people believe some strange beliefs how to get to heaven today. Okay? And they're not going to be there. I know that's might be, you might be saying, well, how can you say that, Ed? Who are you? Listen, I can't judge your soul. But I can judge what you believe based on the Word of God. And if you're adding anything to the finished work of Jesus Christ, then chances are you going to make it to heaven? That's, you know, that might be strong words. But listen, hell's real. Heaven is real. And there's only one way to get to heaven, that's through Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary. And you can't water it down. You can't add to it. And many people do. That's what's sad. But, you know, God knows your heart. And it's always a heart issue. And that's where you've got to be. That's where it's got to be the focus. He circumcised that heart. Once you believe today, he circumcised you. He baptized you in the Spirit into him. The Spirit baptizes you into him. He seals you. He saves you. He protects you. Well, I can say he protects you as far as you're losing your salvation till he takes us out of here. Now, that's good news. Amen. But they just come over here, all this tribulation period over here, people's got you all tore up. That's not good news, guys. But they're going to be good news for those guys, and we're going to look for that next time, okay? Let's go to word prayer. Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the things you've given us. We know that the book of Hebrews, through Revelation, is in ages to come. And they will be able to take those books and understand the time period they're in. And Lord, but we need to understand the time period that we're in today, in Romans through Philemon, how it's laid out for us for doctrine, reproof, for correction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And once again, if you want to help out with our ministry, we have a donate button. Not a donut button, but a donate button on our website. We also have it on the Boxcast and YouTube channel and stuff. But if you want to help out with the ministry, we do have some things that we were doing here. I know some of you far, far away, but we know if you're being fed, that help the hand that feeds you. We always say if you're not being fed, then don't give. But if you can give, give to the ministry through the donate, or if you need, or on our website we have our address. How's that? www.dispensationalbiblechurch.org. And until this time next week, grace and peace.